Welcome to the City Confessions. I'm Marianne Yip, a native New Yorker, and I'm here to discuss all the thoughts that go through the minds of people living in New York City. Being that I live in the city that never sleeps, I come across people who are constantly in a rush. I would like to take a moment to sit down and talk about what's on their minds and what keeps them up at night. So sit back and let's get ready to dive into these confessions with people I know and people that I've never met. Hi guys, welcome to my next episode of the City Confessions. For the month of March, if you guys don't know, I'm doing a little fun series with people who are not actually born in New York, but rather living in New York and actually have accents. So today I have Amra Mahmood. First of all, I love your last name.
Thank you.
Gorgeous.
It's my husband's, but it's fine. But
whatever. I mean,
mine now.
Yeah, exactly. So basically, she is a beauty influencer.
Lovely.
She has over 290,000 followers. Super impressive.
Thank you.
I'm going to leave her handle in the description, but you guys have to follow her because her content is just amazing. And you have like crazy views. It's insane.
Thank you. I always want more, but I'm quite happy. Thank you.
So I would like to begin by having you just tell the audience a little bit about yourself, because I know you are from England. So tell me about that and then the transition to New York and all that good stuff that follows.
So I am from England. I've lived in England from age, I believe I was about 3 or 4 onwards. Prior to that, I was in Pakistan. I'm half Pakistani, half Swiss. I grew up in England, loved England, and then I met my husband when I was 16 and fell in love, had a long-distance relationship.
Wait, I didn't know this.
Yes. Long story short, 5 years after, when I was 21, we got married and moved. I moved over like 2 days after getting married, and I've been here ever since. And I think we're now going on about 12 years.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Couple goals.
Thank you.
Wait, did you have like a three-day wedding?
We had like a, oh my God, it was like so many days, because we had the functions in, we had the traditional Pakistani wedding, which has like the mehndi and it has a reception.
Yes.
It has a lot of days. And then we had that in England and then again in New York. So it was very long, but it was good. It was fun.
Oh,
it was
my
a
God.
Lot of people, a lot of loved ones.
So one of my best friends, Sonia, I don't know if I told you, but I was in her wedding last February.
Did you dress up?
Yeah.
That's the best part.
It was 3 days. Mm-hmm. I couldn't attend all 3 days because of my own family scheduling. But it was so much fun and
it's
so
fun.
Interesting. It's like
so colorful, loud.
It's literally a show.
Yes.
You go there and I just sit back and I'm like entertained.
Yeah.
So much fun.
Everyone has their dances and stuff. Yeah, it's really cool.
You could get like really creative.
Yeah, so basically got married, moved here, and I've been here ever since. And I've been in the beauty and makeup industry and marketing for a long time, for a few years. And I decided to combine both of those and kind of do something for myself and kind of create a community, you can say, of my own, of like-minded people who are interested in the same kinds of things. And that's where the Beauty Elite and Instagram came from.
So what sparked the move to New York?
My husband.
Right.
I think, you know, to be honest, I came here once for a visit, which is when I met him, and I liked it, I loved it, but I was very happy in England. I would have been happy to stay there, but he's from here and he loves New York. So, it was literally because I loved him and wanted to be closer to him.
And you were actually telling me that you are one of...
Oh my gosh, yes. So I have, there's 8 siblings altogether and now 28 nieces and nephews. So
that's insane.
And they're all in England, just every single person.
And you can be honest, you know all of their names.
I know all of their names. I know none of their birthdays. Because I refuse to even try. I feel like it's just too much.
That's insane. Yeah. Can you remember 28?
No,
my God.
I can't.
So I would love to hear what your favorite part of the city is, and obviously what's your least favorite.
So I literally, I love the city. When I go back to England now, I actually miss it. I love the lifestyle here. I love that everything is so fast paced. Everyone has, they have a goal that they need to achieve and they're achieving it. Like, it can be something small, like you just have somewhere to be and you make sure that you get there. I feel like everything is just fast paced and efficient and life just moves forward and progress gets made. And I love that about here. I feel like there's lots of opportunities. There's lots of options in New York for whether it's you want to somewhere to work, somewhere to hang out, whatever it might be. There's just so much out here. And I love the mix of culture because I have a mixed race background. And even for my children, I like them to see different cultures and different ethnicities around them. So that's probably one of the things that I loved about here too.
So you think that London doesn't offer that though?
No, London absolutely does. London is very cultural and has a lot of history, and they're very actually, I feel, open to different ethnicities too. So I would say London is, I love London.
But you prefer New York?
I like both equally. Mm-hmm. But for the space of the time that I'm in my life right now, I think New York is amazing. I love it.
And are you just going with the flow, whether or not like you're going to stay here? Or is
I don't see myself moving away unless I was moving to, I don't know, somewhere very, very beautiful with a humongous mansion of a house.
That's the dream.
Yeah, other than that, I feel like to do the things I need to do and achieve the things I want to achieve, this is a great place to be.
So what is one thing you would change about the city?
So just like what we're all busy and we're all trying to get to where we need to go and do the things we need to do, time. I feel like people don't have time for each other. People are constantly working, constantly doing things. So that intimacy sometimes gets lost between people. And I think that is something that I think just like a great thing about New York is that it's fast paced. We all need to learn how to take a step back.
So you struggle with, I guess, creating time for just like the balance between obviously doing your work, obviously as a full-time beauty blogger, or influencer, and also being a wife and a mom and all that.
Yeah, it's definitely a struggle. I have two young children, 5 and 7, so they are, you know, they're quite demanding, but they're very, very good, I have to say. It's all about finding a balance, and you know, some weeks you have it and it feels like you've got everything under control, and some weeks you don't, you know. It varies and it depends. But I feel like because I'm lucky enough to be able to work from home, I have a lot more of a blessing and opportunity to be able to spend time with my family. So in that sense, it's, you know, my work has actually helped me as opposed to hinder me from doing that.
Do your children know what you do?
Yes, which is really funny, actually, because different children, like my nieces and nephews, for example, when I went to England recently, one of my nephews, he was like, "How many followers do you have?" And I told him, and he was like, "Wait, so you're famous?" And I was like, "No, I'm not." He's like 11, but okay. Don't quote me because I don't know. But height-wise, he's about 11. And, you know, I'm like, "No, not quite, but one day, maybe." And my daughter, she watches me on YouTube and Instagram, and she actually will sometimes watch me while I'm filming the videos, especially masking routines and stuff. That's very interesting.
Yeah, I was going to ask you,
They're usually there. So they get to see it all, and they're the first ones to comment and give their opinion.
That's so cute. That's interesting. I will also want you to talk more about just like your journey, because being in the industry, I don't really care for numbers nowadays, now that, you know, yeah. I've been doing it for so long. But I think as an outsider, like your nephew, if they see your profile or whatever the case is, they do have this.
It makes an impact.
Of course. They have this like image of you.
Yeah.
And almost a judgment.
Yeah.
In a way. So can you just walk me through your journey of how you got started and just building your
following? Well, to be very honest with you, when I initially started, I didn't, because I have such a large and opinionated family who are very, very supportive and encouraging, but at the same time, they're very opinionated. So I actually did not tell anybody when I started my platform and I started Instagram and I started posting. And I feel like that allowed me to have no judgment because the people who mattered were not able to give me their right. opinion.
Was it more of like a secret?
It was like yeah. a secret. Yeah, it was like a secret. It wasn't a secret because I was always public. So if anyone found me, they found me. Right. But it was a secret in the sense that I wasn't putting it out there that I'm doing that. And that was a conscious decision because it was something I wanted to pursue without anyone else's input. And I wanted it just to be mine. And, you know, in terms of journey, I started off with my phone camera and, you know, a botched up lamp that I would kind of hold to get the light, like rig it up.
Right.
And then, you know, eventually I got to buy a proper camera and realized that was not the right camera for me. And then sold that, bought another one, and eventually built up my lighting and built up, you know, my equipment to create the content the way I want it. And, you know, in terms of the journey, when you're doing what I'm doing, it's not just that, you know, I was good at makeup and doing it on myself and others, but I then have to become a good videographer, a good lighting person, a good social media manager. I have to become an editor, which is just like editing videos is like another level. And now I'm obsessed. I love it. It's like a passion of mine. Whereas before, it's a struggle to start with. Like, that's a whole nother world.
I mean, it's all self-taught.
Yeah, so that's exactly it. With the journey, I would say you have to be willing to put in the work. You will get out of it what you put in. The amount of effort and time you put in, that's what you get out. I know when I post regularly and I'm engaging with my followers, my page obviously has more impressions and things are going a lot better and I get more opportunities my way. So definitely what you put in is what you're going to get out.
I also noticed that your page has a lot of videos.
Mm-hmm.
Did you always start with videos?
No, not at all.
Tell me about how you decided to transition.
So I started off with full face photos. I used to work at Mac at the time. So every day when I would be going to work, I would do my makeup and in the car on the way to work, I would take pictures and I started with posting those up. And I then moved on to creating detailed eye looks. And I would do step-by-step pictorials, like 6 images in one post. And it would show you exactly how to achieve like a winged liner or, you know, nice eyebrows.
Yeah, I think that's really popular or was.
Yeah, and I did that a lot. Yeah, okay, so a lot of mine you'll probably see on Pinterest right now. So I used to do that. And that was very therapeutic because you're just sitting there quietly and doing detailed work on one eye. And then I just wanted it to be more about me. I guess we all have a little bit of narcissism us in this industry, but I wanted to see my face on there too. So then I thought, okay, it's time to do videos. I can't be shy about this. I need to just do it. And I'm so glad I did. It changed everything.
And the response was probably...
The response was phenomenal. And I mean, it's a gradual growth as well. It's not like you just get handed a phenomenal response off of, you know, on a platter. You have to work for it, but the response is good. And the thing is, I enjoy it. I really enjoy the process. I enjoy the process of filming once I've started. I hate the setup. But once I've started filming, I love that. And then I love editing. I love like learning new things and ways of editing. And it's like, allows me to kind of tap into being intelligent or being like learning something new, you know, because I'm always researching on new things to do on my software and how to use it. So I feel like I'm still able to learn.
Was there any video that kind of went viral?
Yeah, I've had a few. I've had, which, you know, you don't always know when it's going to go viral. Sometimes it just does and you're like, wow, okay. But I've had a few skincare ones and a couple of makeup ones, which I would just see everywhere again
so
and again.
How does that even work? Like, do people just repost it?
They just repost it, yeah, and they tag you. Sometimes they don't tag you. A lot of times they don't tag you.
But that's
you.
Why you have your...
My name, right. Yeah. But, you know, at this point, I kind of feel like even if I don't put my name on there with my style and my face, because I've put so much content out there, I hope I'm a little bit recognizable and they can trace it back to me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's cool. Okay, so I wanted to shift gears a little bit and talk about what keeps you up at night. And I wanted to preface this by saying that obviously this is a question that I don't think a lot of us get asked often. It's a little weird. And even as friends, I don't feel like friends ask each other that. We do say like, hey, how are you doing? And all that. But just currently, right now, this time of your life, is there anything that's, you know, brewing in your mind that you would like to get off your chest?
To be very honest with you, nothing keeps me up at night in the sense that I love sleeping. I have no problem falling asleep in seconds. But what something that plays on my mind, something that I'm thinking about, I feel like as a woman and a mother, you always want to give all of yourself to everything you're doing. And sometimes that's very difficult because you're being pulled in so many different directions and you're wearing so many different hats. So one day I'm doing laundry and I look like I'm homeless. And the next day I'm at a high profile event looking like I'm glamorous. And it just goes from one extreme to the other. So I think creating more of a balance in my life, if that is even possible, I would like to have more. I think something that I'm conscious of is that I spend a lot of time on screens, whether it's on a laptop screen, a phone screen, TV screen, whatever it might be. And I think something that I'm concerned about is that I need to step away and kind of be more in tune with life in the moment.
I think it's difficult because it is what you do.
Yeah.
And if it's not what you do, just our society right now, it's kind of what we do on our off time.
Yeah.
So if you're...
And it's our off time and our 100%. Work. 100%. And everything is a content opportunity. Like, you have a cup of coffee and you're like, oh, that's cute. I could take a picture.
I'm so super guilty of that as well. Like, I don't remember when the last time I had a delicious and aesthetically great looking meal without feeling the need to...
Take a picture first. Yeah.
And... I feel like I'm on both sides because a part of me is like, what's wrong with that?
There's nothing wrong with that.
Right. You're just kind of capturing the moment.
Yeah.
But then it's also like, is it necessary?
So what I do to kind of create, to enjoy the moment a little bit more, I would take pictures or videos or whatever I want and put my phone away and don't post them at that time.
Right.
I would post at a later time so I can focus on the conversation at hand or the people at hand. But still, you know, it's just constant. Like, we're just constantly on our phones.
I've heard, actually, somebody once told me that if you go out with your girls, and just to, like, make sure everybody's fully present, so when the meals come, you put your phones in the middle, and then whoever, like, grabs it pays the bill.
No! Oh, man, I have to try that.
Such a great way.
We should try that.
And then, like, if nobody picks it up, then obviously you guys just divide it.
Then you have to split. Yeah,
but,
you split the bill.
Like, it's such a great, you know,
oh, my incentive. God, I would not... I don't know.
Or I know some people, I mean, I don't drive, but like if you drive and you have like, let's say dinner,
yeah,
a date night,
yeah,
leave the phone in the car.
Yeah, you could do that. Oh my God, that would be a good idea.
I mean, unless there's like an emergency, like with your, you know, children.
No,
like,
you know what? If I ever leave my children, I watch them on a camera when I'm out.
Yeah, so. You must be.
Yeah, I do. I watch. It's fine. The babysitter knows.
Oh, well, yeah, that's good, right?
You're not, like, it's not secretive. No. It's right there. You could see it.
Okay, so I also wanted to know, what do you even, and this can relate to life in general or with Instagram and what you do, but what is one thing that you wish you knew back then that you did now?
I wish I knew that it would all work out and that I didn't have to feel so lonely initially, because I think when I first moved here, it was such a huge culture shock. I was only 21 and I had left such a huge, massive family who was always, I was the youngest, so I was always babied and loved and looked after and then always surrounded by people. And then to come here and it's just you amongst so many people, but it's just you, and not knowing, you know, where this street leads or what this brand, whether this brand is good or bad, you know, in terms of like even at the grocery store, just not knowing. And I think I would tell myself that everything's going to be fine. You're going to feel right at home and you're going to embrace the city and just calm down and take and enjoy it. I would tell myself to stop thinking about things and worrying about things and enjoy it more and just say yes more, because I feel like I was at that time, I was very, very closed off. So I think be more open.
What was the moment in your life, though, that you actually started to maybe, like, let go and say, you know what, like, I'm going to put myself out there or just, like, fully take on whatever, you know, is offered to me?
So this related directly to when I kind of started pursuing my Instagram a lot. My son was little bit over one, and I felt like I had some postpartum, like I struggled with that a little bit, and I wanted a reason to kind of feel cute again, and to a reason. I had been a mum, this was my second child, so I had been doing like the being a mum, being pregnant, breastfeeding, all that good stuff, changing diapers, and for, you know, several years at that point. So I was ready to just feel like Amra and feel cute and have a reason to do my makeup and my hair and change and not wear sweatpants. And I started posting the pictures of myself because I was like, listen, I'm just going to do it because that gives me a reason to get dressed up and it gives me a reason to do my makeup. So I'm just going to do it. I'm going to go ahead and do it. And it made me so much happier. It made me so much happier to have an outlet where I could just put stuff out and just, I was never too concerned about the comments coming back, and they've never been too horrible, to be honest. I mean, you get your trolls, but I guess I have a thick skin. I think the only people who matter to me are people I give importance to, and I don't give that to the trolls. So for me, it's like I was putting stuff out there, and it was like a release.
Do you ever share your motherhood on your platform, even though I know it's more beauty-based?
Rarely. I had initially thought I would not. I'm a very, very private person.
I am as well.
Yeah, and I like to keep, as I said, the things important to me. I like to protect them, and obviously my babies are the most important thing to me out of everything. However, I feel like I recently kind of felt like I kind of owed it to people to just let them know a little bit about my life, you know, just to be a bit more personal with them, because so many people are being personal with me, commenting every day and sending DMs. And I feel like, you know, it was only right to share some parts of it. So now I am selectively kind of sharing my family on there, but I'm not a mommy blogger or anything of the sort. I like to let my kids play. I don't want to orchestrate their moments, you know. I like it to just happen. And I'm sure that there's mom bloggers who've managed to master the art of, you know, having their kids involved, and I would love tips from them. But I, right now, my babies are just my babies, and my work is my work.
I only ask because it seems as though they were kind of like a catalyst for your, I guess, discovery of makeup or just the motivation to put yourself out there.
Absolutely, yeah, they were absolutely were. And you know, again, it's just to do with that personal choice of keeping personal separate to what's just out there.
No, I agree. And because
maybe I'm not saying this isn't like a hard no, this is like a, you know, maybe if I felt something was natural and I felt like posting something, I would do it. It's not like a complete no. Would I post a picture of my child alone on my feed? I just don't think so.
Right. No. And that's not your aesthetic.
No,
your brand.
It just wouldn't. It wouldn't fit.
Yeah, I mean, I can relate 100%. I'm super private myself. And even like from my own Instagram, like I post, obviously you post what you want people to see.
Yeah. Oh my God, yours is perfect. Oh my God. It's like, yeah. It's clearly a dream. It's
clearly
a dream.
That's not my life. I mean, it's a part of you,
I mean,
right?
It's a lot of your life.
Right,
yeah.
And it's not inauthentic or anything.
No,
it's just you're showing your best version and your best face forward.
You're censoring yourself. You're just giving, yeah, you're not gonna, right. Yeah, absolutely.
But that's what also made me want to start this podcast, because I've just felt like, for one thing, like with pictures and like even with videos, it's a little superficial.
Yeah.
Right, it's a little bit like, hey, look at where I'm at, what I'm doing, what I look like. And that's great, it's fun, it's so much fun. That's why I started it in the first place. And then I started to ask myself, like, what value am I giving to my audience?
Yeah.
Which is what made me be a little more considerate and just take more time in my captions. Like,
yeah.
I try to put more value out there. And then I was thinking, okay, I need to do something also outside of Instagram, because again,
that's the I think we're all feeling that
like it's not here to stay forever.
No, and you can't depend on just one platform. I'm telling you as I'm telling myself.
Right. So, and for this, it's like I was telling you before, it's a passion project of mine, but I just think it's super important to share stories, because like you never know if somebody else is going through the same thing, or just like to be like, want to relate to somebody.
And you know what? A lot of people will find that there's things that relate between them so many times if they were just to communicate and just
sure.
speak. Yeah.
It's funny because I just recorded what Isis before you.
Okay.
And I was telling you that she lived in England for 10 years. She's actually also a mom.
Yay.
So she spoke a lot about finding balance.
Yeah.
And juggling between, you know, doing this full time and also wanting to be there for her son.
Yeah.
So that already, like, you guys can relate.
Absolutely.
You guys don't know each other.
No.
So it's so interesting.
Like, right. Right. And I'm sure if she's talking about that, there must be so many more things we could relate 100%. To. Yeah.
So now I kind of want to talk about the confession component.
Okay.
So basically, and usually I like to ask, like, the what keeps you up at night. And that's not necessarily, like, literally
at night. I know, I was joking.
I know, but some people are like, well, I'm like, no, just,
I'm like, no, nothing. I wish something would keep me up.
I sleep so well.
Oh my god, I drink coffee before bed and I will fall asleep.
You're insane.
That's being a mom for you, I think. I'm just like,
oh yeah, that's true. I forgot about that. So yes, I just wanted to ask about the whole confession, because I truly, truly believe that every single one of us has a confession, and whether or not they realize it or not. And I think it's important to shed light on it, just because it gives you a reason to kind of obviously be vulnerable.
Yeah.
But there's so much beauty in being vulnerable.
Absolutely.
I think people shy away from that and they have their guards up, and I'm guilty of this as well. And I only have learned recently to kind of like shed little layers of myself.
Yeah.
So with that being said, if you can complete, I guess, the sentence, or I could be the platform to kind of just talk about a confession that you have.
So, you know, as I said, I've kind of kept my Instagram and everything not too personal. However, I have kind of touched on some of these things on there as well. So one of the, I guess my confession would be something that I've struggled with for a long time is anxiety. And I'm very strange in the sense that if I'm in a social environment, I can flip a switch and I can be like a social butterfly and entertain and take charge of the room, and then I can also just shut down and stand in a corner and not care and not want to do, just not, you know, just not. And I felt like the job that I do took my anxiety initially. Imagine if you have anxiety and you choose to do content creating at home by yourself, so you're with no people, and then you get invited to big lovely events and you're like surrounded by gorgeous people who are all doing the same thing as you, some doing it far, they've surpassed you, some have not, but there's a big group of people, and then you have important people, PR and, you know, brand representatives and things. So I remember when I used to first go to events, and I used to be sitting in the Uber and I used to be going, and oh my God, my heart would be beating so fast. I would be literally having a panic attack, like literally. And I would drink coffee before it because I would think I want energy, which would obviously trigger it. So it would be very stressful for me and very hard to kind of deal with and knowing how to function. And I think because I stayed consistent and I continued doing it, I was able to overcome it. It's like, to that, I mean, I'm not afraid of going to events anymore. You know, I've been able to, now I'm fine. I can just, I feel like it's something I do all the time, so I can walk in alone and I can manage myself. But the anxiety is still there. When you're doing this job, you're constantly thinking and you're constantly analyzing. You're constantly thinking, what could I do next? What could I do better? How is my current post performing? Did I do the right caption? Did I use the right hashtags? Did I do this? Did I do that? So you're constantly questioning yourselves and analyzing. So I guess my confession is that, yeah, I'm an overthinker and I have anxiety, and that's something that I need to kind of focus on working on and improving more.
I've been literally nodding my head.
I know, I'm like, am I saying the wrong thing?
No, it's not wrong at all. I'm nodding because I'm in agreement.
Yeah,
we haven't spoke about this, but I literally am you.
Like, oh my gosh.
I
think you seem quite confident.
Everybody tells me that.
You're smiling and you talk to people.
Yeah, so I'm the same way. I think it's a mood.
Yeah.
If I'm comfortable and I'm picking up positive vibes, mm-hmm. like the event that I met you at.
Yeah.
I didn't know anybody there, first of all. Second of all, it was a beauty event. Yeah. I'm not even really beauty-based. Yeah. So I just felt so out of my element. Yeah. Everybody looked gorgeous, had a full face of makeup. I'm over here.
It can be intimidating. It can definitely be intimidating. Oh, everybody has a full face of makeup usually.
I know, but I was, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not beauty-based. So yeah. For me, I was like,
but you're gorgeous.
Why am I here? Thank you. So anyways, right. So when I feel comfortable, of course, I'm like, I want to get to know everybody. I want to make new friends, have great conversations mm-hmm. and all that. But there have been a lot of times, actually, I've been in events where I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's in my head, but I just don't feel comfortable. Like, yeah. I feel...
You're just not feeling the vibe. Right. You're just not feeling
and
it.
And I don't know, again, if people are giving just bad yeah. vibes or, again...
It's just the day.
Right. It's all yeah. in my head.
Oh, my
but
God, me too.
I shut down, and yeah. I'm so awkward. I literally am on my phone, and I'm pretending that I'm busy. Or I'll be texting my friend. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, not tell her how I'm feeling and what I'm yeah. doing. And it's, like, the weirdest thing, and I just want to get out of there. But mm-hmm. then another part of me, you know, that little
you
person.
You want to push on.
Yeah, in your shoulder is like, no, like, you just got here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, give it a chance.
Right.
But it's so crazy. And for me, I've been recently, I'm super grateful for, like, the press trips that I've gone to.
Yes. So
that
fun.
That has been crazy because
that's a smaller group of people, right?
Yes, so. But even then, I'm like psyching myself out. Like, I was in the Uber, I was calling my best friend, and I was like, oh my God, I'm super excited for this trip.
Were you by yourself? But,
yes.
Oh.
And I would be like, oh my God, like, I don't know how these girls are, or like, I don't know what to expect. You I don't know if I'm gonna get along. And I almost feel like I can't be myself because I'm constantly cautious of how I'm
being
projecting
judged.
Myself
yeah.
and it makes me feel like I'm like stepping on eggshells.
Yeah,
you know,
but you know, I bet you those other girls probably feel exactly the same as you,
right? Which is crazy because I talk to people and, you know, yes, like we'll end up confessing like, oh my God, I felt the same way, but it still doesn't, I don't know, for you, you said that right now you're fine, you're good.
I'm a lot better now, but you know, I still have my off days where I walk into an event and I just you know, but now I'm a little bit more selective as well with what I take on.
I am as well. And I think nowadays, too, you just ask your friends, like, hey, are you going to this?
Yeah.
Whereas I think before...
That's awkward, though, because if they're not...
I know.
I don't really do that.
That's what I'm saying.
Because I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings right. or make it awkward. But you can bring them along, you know?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. So the way I do it normally is if I just got the event.
Yeah, okay.
Like, if, let's say I'm on my email right now and I'm like, hey, are you going okay. to this? But it is hard because you don't want to be like, if they say, well, I think maybe that was like a thing in the past, like I think that was like 2018.
Oh my gosh, so long ago. That's
like,
so
I
historical
feel like I wouldn't really ask people because I was scared that they again wouldn't get invited.
Yeah,
but nowadays if they don't get invited, I'll either ask, like, if
just bring them along. Yeah,
just bring them along. Yeah. Or just simply ask, can I bring yeah. a plus one?
Yeah,
but no, anxiety is definitely something that I experience all the time.
Yes.
I'm experiencing it actually right now. Like,
are you?
Yeah. These past few days, I haven't been able to, like, really sleep. And anxiety comes in weird ways. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes it's social anxiety in social settings. Sometimes it's personal anxiety. Yeah. And sometimes you can't really even detect what it is.
Yeah.
Because somebody was asking me earlier on, like, oh, so what's bothering you? And I'm like, I honestly can't even tell you. Because I think I'm okay in terms of, like, work, social life. Like, I feel like everything is fine. But sometimes there are just, like, underlying...
I feel like thoughts. Because with you, just like with me, we're very private. And we keep our things that matter to us very covered and protected, in a sense. Not hidden, but protected. Mm. I think it's a natural response to not verbalize how you're kind of what exactly it is that you're feeling or going through,
but
and you have to consciously do that, you know.
But you truly think that we always know and we choose to,
you know what, I think with my wise years on this mm-hmm. earth I feel like we have the power to kind of control our minds to some extent and think, you know, certain things and think in certain manners and ways. So I think that we can learn to try and build tools to make us express or identify what our issues are a little bit better.
You mentioned this that you have sprinkled a little bit of this on your platform.
Yes.
So have you had any...
My God, I had... Okay, so I've only kind of spoken about... Do you remember when they did... It was like a thing on your stories. It was like, get to know me, and you wrote like 5-6 yes, facts about yourself.
Yes, yes.
So I did that. And when I did that, I wrote that as one of the facts. And I had such a massive, like, I mean, I want to say outpouring or inpouring, whatever it was, but a huge influx of messages and DMs from so many people, from children, from adults, from everyone in between. And they were all like, there was a mixture of messages. People were asking for help and advice. There were people who were saying, oh my God, I understand and I feel the same. And then there were people who were like, wow, I didn't know that you didn't look like you went through anything like that. And that's crazy. Like, that's cool, right? Not cool, but you know, right. It's crazy that you also went through that and I'm also going through that. So I never regretted sharing it because I felt like I was able to connect with people and kind of help them and advise them. And I'm very careful with what I would say, you know, to somebody who's struggling with any kind of a, you know, mental health issue, whether it's anxiety, depression. And because I've kind of like looked through it in the past and read into it, I would be very gentle and cautious with what I would say. And I love the fact that I'm able to build people up, and that's something I try very hard to do. So when I would receive those messages of these people connecting with me and opening up and sharing their experiences, and someone's getting bullied or someone's like financially struggling and that's causing them a lot of heartache or whatever it is they're going through, I felt like I was able to build them up with my response and kind of just give them a little bit of hope, and if not hope, just understanding that somebody's there. And I was grateful for that. So my small kind of steps into being a little bit more personal have always been responded to well. It's just my personal issue that I just don't yet.
Now that you're growing, and obviously I think you, once you reach a certain level, I feel like you might as well just keep growing. Like, mm-hmm. you know, do you feel an obligation or a sense of responsibility to use your platform to spread awareness about topics like this? Or do you think that it's fine for you to do more, of course, like beauty and like videos, because that's where your platform grew?
Yeah, from. To be very honest, I do not talk about anything political on my platform, anything religious, anything along those lines, because it's about makeup and it's about skincare and it's about beauty, and that's what it's about. I am not going to try and tell you who to vote for or try and influence you in any way, shape or form with those kinds of decisions. My platform is literally here for me to enjoy makeup and review the latest products and try them before you go ahead and buy them. So, however, because my platform, thank goodness, is growing and, you know, it's quite substantial now, do I feel a responsibility? Yes. When certain things take place, do I feel a responsibility to say something? Yes. And have I done so in the past? Occasionally I have. You know, there was something that happened in New York where a young boy was murdered and in a horrible way. And that really touched me and connected me because I looked at him and I could literally, he looked like one of my nephews. And I just felt like his mother's pain and his family's pain. So I shared that story on my stories and there was a lot of people who agreed and supported. But it's very rarely I do things like that. It's just if something really hits home. But do I feel a responsibility? Yes. I have to do more of it, I guess.
Right. I just think, yeah, I think nowadays...
You're making people, me think.
No, and I'm not trying to make... Yeah, I'm just curious because I think when people have such a large following, I wonder if, like, it ever comes across their mind of, like, oh, my God, I need to change my content or I need to be wary of this or that. Or because at the end of the day, like, you have so much eyes on you.
Yeah.
And people obviously have their judgments.
Yeah. No, I feel like I'm trying to keep it quite secular and quite professional and quite just focused on the topic at hand. And I think it's easier for me to keep that divide because it's not personal. I think if I allowed it to become personal, I would be able to then share my personal views on certain topics and things a lot more. But because I've made it just about the makeup and the skincare, that's what it's literally about at the moment.
No, and it's great because, again, your content is amazing.
Thank you.
And if you have any questions,
I just sit here talking to you all day.
If you have any questions about skincare and beauty, just go to her, because I mean, I have done that. I've texted
you. You have?
Like, yes. Hey, girl, I need this.
I'm in Sephora, and then I text you like 8 hours later. I know. I'm horrible.
I already left.
Oh my god, I feel bad.
So I just want to take this moment to acknowledge you and thank you so much for coming on, because I think as a New Yorker, time, as we have mentioned, is so precious.
Yep.
And the fact that you have blocked out this time to show up and just record and just hang out with me is something that I am super grateful for. And just our friendship as well. I feel like it's not even like literally recently. Like,
you know, you've been very open and inviting, like always. You've been very, I've always felt you're very inviting towards me, which was nice.
Because I vibe with you.
Me too.
That's literally my phrase for everybody. I'm like, oh, because we vibe.
We do. We vibe.
And then when I vibe with somebody, I want more of them.
Yes.
You know?
Take me. Have more. No, okay. I'm really grateful for this experience. I really enjoyed it. And, you know, I love supporting you and supporting other people who are pursuing greatness and who are working to try and achieve their goals and their dreams. And that's what you're doing. And it's inspiring for me. And, you know, I love this setup. I love this. I love talking on this mic. I might get into ASMR after this, but I love it. God. So thank you for having me.
Okay. Before we let you go, tell me or the listeners what you're currently up to. Do you have any cool projects, or what should we be on the lookout for?
I have a lot of new stuff coming out, actually. I try to post quite often, so I have content all the time, and I'm focusing a lot on skin and perfecting a flawless complexion. There's a couple of new tools and devices that I've been using to kind of lift and firm your skin. So you can expect lots of goodness around that. And then, I mean, personally, I'm looking forward to traveling this year. I'm hoping that I get to explore a lot more of the world. I love to travel, and I've done a lot of it, and I think it's time to go
do more.
And do more.
I love that. So again, thank you so much, and I'll leave all your description in the description.
Okay.
So you guys know where to find Amra. And stay tuned for the next episode.
Thank you.